We have been working on devising the concept of what the opera is about. A few months ago, we set about kind of collecting stories, interviewing people all over Carlow, kind of getting a feel for what was important to them. Through that process, we have come up with a concept for a show which we call Shelter Me From the Rain, a field guide to love in an Irish town. My name is Brian Irvine, and I'm a composer and the man in charge of writing the music for the Carlow Opera Project. Our brief is to put this crazy opera company together with all these different kinds of abilities. We've got to be able to find a way of bringing out people's individuality and their individual voices within that opera. So that, in many ways, set the parameters. So we needed a subject matter that everyone can kind of engage with, that they also have a point of view about, and it connects with them. So, love. Great subject, it affects everyone of all ages. Weather, great subject, can't escape it. And we just thought we'll just meld these two things together. So you get these beautiful little moments about what weather forecasts are, and then they goes into a little story. We also had to find a way of utilising the whole group as one mass of singers. Everything about the weather is so fantastic. Sunny, stormy, whatever. More importantly is, with every kind of weather, there's a kind of an emotional context for it. And there's a kind of humanity that seems to be reflected in weather. And I think when I'm writing this piece, you're trying to engage with different types of human emotion. In some ways, I suppose you enter this kind of slightly mysterious world, which is a bit of both. It's kind of like you're painting something, but you're not quite sure of what it is that you're painting. The way I write is, I think generally about the situations that will come up in the opera. And then without any words or anything, I just write lots and lots of things. So John and Peter, the other people involved in the writing of the words and the stories, have been working away trying to pull the words together to try and put a structure to it. Alongside that, I've been developing some musical ideas as well. So at the minute, we are looking towards a deadline of trying to get all our score, piano, vocal score, finished by end of December, 1st of January, so that we can start quite intensive production rehearsals from there, and learning rehearsals. John and I have been working together for a number of years on various kinds of projects. Essentially, the way we work is we get around a table and we talk about the concept of what it is that we're trying to make. And then what happens is a fairly erratic kind of ping-ponging relationship where I go and write some music, John writes some words, we come together, we develop the structure of the piece. I write some more, he writes some more words, we bring together the words and the music. And it's a pretty chaotic but very flexible way of working. Carlow has become more and more integrated in the opera the longer we've gone on with it. All through the show, we talk about specific places in Carlow. Our little tales are about people from certain places. And our little weather forecasts are about very specific places. So instead of, say, having a weather forecast for the whole country, you might have a weather forecast for a street or a particular person's house. We ended up talking about all sorts of places in reference all the way through the piece. I've kind of got an idea of things that we can do, certain kinds of singers, the certain kinds of voices that are in amongst that. I have an idea of the sound that the whole group can make together. That's been a huge help. Part of this project is that there's a massive skill difference between people who are almost semi-professional to people who have never sung in their lives before. We've been knocked out by the variety and the character of people's voices and the humanity of people's voices. And it's a really extraordinary thing that when you watch somebody sing something that's important to them and you look into their eyes, it's like a window to the soul. You get everything about that person just watching them sing.